y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling Stones of the Raptor, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing to do with rap. Shut the facts, expose those cats who pose as heroes, take advantage of blacks. Your government's gangsters will cut the crap.
Yeah. Don't take advantage. Welcome to Miguel and Holly Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Miss Holly O'Connor.
Hi.
That is our associate producer, Scotty the Body from USF.
Hey. And that was a lot.
Producer Ryan is in a meeting doing promotion stuff.
Yeah.
Well, hey, look at this. Second week back on the air and second podcast of the year.
Look at us being all good at this.
I like it.
We're going to keep to it. We got to keep to it. We got to be responsible and we got to do it, okay?
Yep.
All right. So, what's going on? I've got nothing.
Hi.
Just turns on. I don't have it. No.
I got nothing. No, actually, right before we came on, I was just, Holly and I are in a group text with the guy that we used to do a morning show with back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he, Kramer, does a morning show now in San Diego.
Oh.
And they do a podcast as well. And so they called me yesterday during the afternoon because their co-host, or his co-host, Gina, the Latina.
Gina the Latina.
Oh, yeah. She's been in San Diego Morning Radio, I think, for like 12 years. Super famous there. Big deal. It's an honor for Kramer to be able to work with her. Well, they called me yesterday because she went to a gay club this weekend, and apparently the two gay clubs she went to, like, everybody was rude. Every single person she ran into at the club was rude. And so they called me.
To
her, yes. Like, it was like, you know, if she went in to get a drink at the bar, like, someone would be like, get out of my way.
Oh.
And so they were asking, you know, is it like that at all gay clubs? And I was like, absolutely not. In my experience, usually when anyone goes to a gay bar that's not gay, male or female, they always say, I had the best time I've ever had anywhere before. So I said that probably what it was is maybe they were at like a 18 and up club. And what I'm finding is that a lot of times younger gays, and if this is you, maybe this is a time for self-reflection.
I love when we turn things into a lesson.
I know, right? Here's the lesson of the day. I find that younger gays that are just coming out, and I think because of like RuPaul's Drag Race and because in entertainment, gays sometimes can be portrayed as bitchy or sarcastic or quick-witted. And so sometimes some of those younger gays think that's what I need to be. And so they act like that when it's like, that's not how you have to be if that's not you. And so I said, maybe that was why, because that's not my experience normally. Ow!
What?
God, oh my God, I just thought about this. This happened in Atlanta when my boyfriend and I were in Atlanta.
Over Christmas?
Over Christmas. We went out with my college friends, and my group of friends almost got into a fight with a guy at the gay bar. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, what? You didn't tell them? You didn't tell us? What's going on?
No, because we were drunk, and it literally, as we were saying the words, I just remembered the altercation. We were at this bar in Atlanta called Blake's on the Park, and I'm trying to remember, get the details together. I think myself and my friend Ashton, we were standing near the bar. We were all in a circle standing around each other, and this guy, it was like three of them, he kept like encroaching in my space. And because it's a crowded bar, I was just, you know, I just move around, whatever.
Yeah.
And then something happened where, like, I think my friend Ashton, like, put his elbow on the bar, and the guy was like, dude, like, that's where I was standing. And my friend Ashton was like, I mean, is your name here? Like, did you, like, I don't see your drink
there. That's
not
how it works at bars.
Yeah, like, this isn't your space. And so then they kept going back and forth. And then, like, the security and the bartenders, because, like, their voices were raising. And then, like, my friend Brandon walked over and was like, what's going on? Is there a problem here? And I was like,
as soon as somebody says, is there a problem?
You know, something's about to happen.
Is about to go down.
Mm-hmm. And it was.
Anytime I've ever heard anyone or seen anyone say, Is there a problem? Oh, there's about to be. If there wasn't before, there is now.
Seriously. And so then we like explain the situation to the bartenders and the security people. And the guy was looking like he was about to be vindicated. And the security was like, all right, sir, you need to go over this way.
Whoa.
I was like, what, bitch? I told you. I mean, I didn't say anything. I was like, because you know my ass. I was about to run away and call 911.
I know.
I am not about to get into a bar fight.
No. No.
Here's my question. So are people just generally ruder nowadays because of the political climate that we're in? Because I feel like everyone's hackles are up. Like, do you know, on Twitter, yes, I did see a lot of, you know, the mudslinging and the craziness with Obama.
Right.
And obviously you're going to see it too with Trump just because it's like super left, super right, or right. I don't know, we thought, whatever. But it seems to me that in the last few years, on Twitter, and that's where you find like some of the worst degenerates.
The dumpster fire.
It is. It's not as bad as like YouTube comment section, but it's near there. And it just seems like everyone is so much more indignant and wants to just shout their opinion and not take in anybody else's. And I'm wondering if that's spilling over to things like even the gay bar. Like you're
just used to
being hostile all the time. So you're like, I got my guard up. Not like I'm saying it's okay, by the way. It's not.
Right.
Don't be a bitch. Jeez. Everybody's just trying to get drunk. Like, don't be a bitch.
That's true.
So
it was Christmas Eve. Actually, I think I remember. Oh, why am I just remembering this? This is a perfect story for On the Air. Because now that I remember, I need to ask my boyfriend because he usually has a better memory of like what happens. I think I remember I was just yelling the entire time, it's Christmas Eve! It's Christmas Eve!
God.
It's Christmas Eve! Why we gotta act like this? It's Christmas Eve!
Miguel, you did the thing where you just repeat one thing. And you drive someone into the ground with it. It's a really effective form of arguing.
It's one way to do it, I guess.
Either you yell one word repeatedly or one phrase. And it just...
What?
Until you...
What? What? What?
What?
What, Scott?
That's what I said.
Now that I walk away at that point.
That's what I said.
I mean, listen,
you have to say it in different ways.
And here's the thing, though. Like, if you're not good at arguing, then just use that tactic if you're arguing with someone. Just speak over them and
loudly.
Just use one word. What, bitch? What? What? What?
And then they're like, I'm trying to... Okay.
That's fine. Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyway, so I think that's an interesting point. And I wonder if that is the case because everyone is so ready to be on the attack with everything right now. And I mean, and listen, I mean, I hate talking about politics because I feel like it automatically...
Again, it's even worse. I think we're at the worst that we've been, like where we can't really talk about it because you're going to piss someone off.
And there's not even a discussion that can be had. Even like on the radio, like we're trying to put together some sort of lunch or something for government workers that are affected by the government shutdown. And honestly, when I was thinking about it and sort of brainstorming on it, I was like, maybe we shouldn't even do it because someone's going to be like, oh, so you trying to talk about Trump? You don't want the wall to happen. And it's like, I
just want people to eat.
Exactly. Who are living paycheck to paycheck, I just want them to be able to have a nice lunch because they haven't been paid since December 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, but I was afraid to even like bring it up. And if this does actually happen, because, you know, behind the scenes, we're working on making that happen. I'm like, how do we? I'm afraid that someone's going to be like, And that's a shame.
It
that
is.
You can't even have a discussion about anything right now.
Yeah. It's tough. And you see the comment sections and the Twitters and the whatnots. And I sometimes will get down a rabbit hole with those comments and it's always the worst people that are arguing back and forth. But it's like, it's other people that assume that you don't have a right to talk about something for XYZ reason. You know, and like the one thing that I saw, and this is not political, this is racial, but it was about the R. Kelly situation. The R. Kelly, you know, everything that came out with the documentary. And I was reading a thread, I think, on Twitter about how it was a white woman who had originally tweeted, this is why white women, or she was like, I'm afraid always to speak on this, but I feel like I can't be silent on it. She's like, we have to take up for the women of color who are going through these things and it gets brushed under the rug because it's not always 100% equal. And that comment in itself was like, there were some black women that were like, and why are you speaking on it?
Oh.
And then there were some white women that were like, I can't say shit without getting blah, blah. And then it was like, then you have like a Latina woman popping in. And it was like all this arguing amongst themselves. But the greater picture was now being ignored because it's like, well, you're not allowed to speak on this and you don't have the qualification to speak on that. And it's tough. Let me tell you, as a radio personality, you get to some of the things that aren't just light and fluffy. And I'm like, in other news, things are happening.
I think a lot of morning shows are facing that right now, and if you listen to the show to our regular FM signal show on Hot 101.5, I'm curious, like, do you ever feel like anything is missing? Because I feel like back in the day when before we got to Hot 101.5, we would go there. Like, we wouldn't take political sides, but we would say, this is what's happening. Like, we haven't, outside of, I think on Monday, we talked about resources for people that are affected by the government shutdown. And we said, hey, if you live in Tampa Bay, Metropolitan Ministries, Feeding Tampa Bay, here are some resources for you.
Yeah.
But we never even mentioned, like, the shutdown. It was just you're not working and you work for the government, here's where you can go.
Yeah.
Whereas back in the day, we would have talked about this the first day we got back from Christmas break, and we would have said, hey, the government shut down, we're on day whatever, blah,
here's
blah, blah.
Here's why. I always liked to give an explainer. Like, a quick, like, you know, quick couple of sentences about, listen, I know you're busy. This is, in my opinion, here's a good little summary of what it is.
Right.
Because that's a service to you. I would want that.
Well, because, I mean, and especially now, before I was in a relationship, and, I mean, when I was in my, like, all of my 20s, I was a news junkie. Like, my TV was always on CNN, so I always knew what was going on. But since our president has been in office, I have made a conscious effort to, and for good or bad, I've checked out. Like, I can't tell you the last time I actually sat down and watched CNN. I don't anymore. Yeah. Like, if I'm at home and I'm not actively have the TV on to watch a show or a movie, my TV's off and I'm listening to a podcast or I'm listening to music, because it's just, I couldn't handle it anymore. And so because of that, there's stuff I don't even know about anymore. And since, especially now that I've been getting to the radio station earlier for the show, I miss I used to listen about 20 minutes of NPR just to, like, know, hear the headlines. Like, no opinions, just here's what's going on around the country. But now that I get here earlier, I don't even hear that at 5 a.m. anymore. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. And so I'm imagining, as a person who's somewhat informed, if you're living your life and you have work, you have kids, you have another job, you have a spouse, you have a house, you don't know what's going on.
You're just trying to get the bake sale together for little Susie.
Exactly. And so I always thought it was great that we would be like, the government is shut down because Trump wants the wall, Democrats don't, people aren't working. That's it. But now, even if we said that, someone would be like, why didn't you say President Donald Trump? You don't like Trump.
It gets that picky.
And it's like, yes, I don't like Trump. I'm not a Trump supporter, but I don't bring that to the show. We'll talk about it on the podcast, but on the show, our regular show, we don't talk about that because I know that's going to alienate half the audience.
Mm-hmm.
But even just explaining what's going on, people are going to get pissed at you. It's a scary time we're living in right now.
Yeah, it really is. And so that's why I was curious as to, circling back to go to the gay club situation, maybe that has to do with at least part of it. Or maybe she just ran into some particularly catty gays. I don't know.
I mean, it just could have been that time of the day. Scott, maybe if I asked you this. Oh, no, you have been to a gay club.
Oh, yeah.
You went with us after the Christmas party.
I went to that one. I've been to Honey Pot a couple times.
The Honey Pot.
Oh, girl, you went to the Honey Pot.
That was fun. I went with my girlfriend a couple times with, like, a group of friends, and, like, that was more fun than other clubs that I've been.
Really? So
yes.
What was your experience like while you were at the Honey Pot?
I mean, I just danced my ass off. Like, legitimately.
He just wants to dance.
Yeah.
Gather around our shoes and our pocketbooks and just dance.
I just want to dance.
I let loose. I even got, like, they had that, like, runway in the middle or whatever.
Yes.
Oh, we were on there dancing, grinding. It was
great.
Wait,
hold on. This was Scott. He was like, Mary.
Yes.
His girlfriend, hold my jacket, girl. Yes, honey.
I go out of there dripping sweat because it's fun. But usually all the people that I'm, like, around, they're just kind of, nobody's in a relationship. So everyone's, like, hooking up with everyone. It's crazy. Like, I've seen some crazy stuff at that club. But I always had a good time.
Wait, now, were you with gay friends that were going?
I had a couple that were gay and a couple that, like, I had no idea were just, like, bisexual in the middle. And, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, look at this. You're with her. You're with him. Like, this
Wait,
is great.
Hold on. Let's talk about this.
Oh,
this
God.
Is, no, this is fascinating because I feel like this is sort of like we always joke that, you know, Scott's our little baby. He's our little brother who we're like, you know, learning him about radio and life
we're
and stuff.
We're giving him learning.
We're learning him real good, girl.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, we're not that much older than you. But there are enough years between us where there is a difference in how people treated sexuality growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was coming up, no one would ever say that they were bisexual. And as a gay person, my whole thing, until about my late 20s, I would always say, girl, there's no bisexual. It's you probably just waiting to come out.
Or testing the water.
Exactly. But now as I've become more evolved, more educated, I learned that there are people that are truly bisexual. So the people that are bisexual, are they men, women?
Both. There's definitely both. I mean, the first time I actually like fully was informed about it was like my freshman year over at USF, where it's like I got into just complete diverse group of people and I was like, I'm gay, I'm bisexual, I'm straight, just all across the board. And I was like, wow, like got to actually learn more about it than I had any knowledge prior.
Now, when you were coming up in high school, was anyone gay or bisexual or anything?
Yeah, but not many, or at least not many were open about it, because there's definitely were some, but I grew up in, you know, Vero's not gigantic, so you know everyone kind of knows everybody.
Right, right. Now, what was it like going to the gay club, to the Honey Pot, for the first time, and you sort of see, because to me, this is yeah, what I find yeah, interesting, yeah. is that, like, you know, as a gay person, obviously gay is normal to me, but then there are times, especially a few years ago, when people felt comfortable showing affection towards their same-sex partner.
Mm-hmm.
And even as a gay person, it was like, oh, wow, well, that's different. I haven't seen that in public before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, as a straight dude from, you know, a small city, and you go to the Honey Pot where everything goes, what was that like?
I mean, the first time, it was like a slap to the face, like almost legitimately, because I remember walking
like
in.
Like a penis in your face?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, because there's a guy like dancing right on the like little platform there, like, and his little like tight shorts, like pretty much not even shorts. And that was like the immediate like walking, like, whoa!
You're like there's
this
some.
This is the real deal. It wasn't like,
there's,
you know.
Penis.
Yeah, but I was like, wow, like this is a lot. It was from 0 to 100 like that, like just as quick as could be.
It can be a little overwhelming.
The first time was very overwhelming because there's just so much happening that I was like, I've never been around like, wow, like, okay.
It's a little culture shock.
Yeah.
Because it's not, and I mean, and it's not just because, boom, gay, but it's also because a lot of straight clubs aren't even like that. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
oh,
there are
yeah,
some
no.
straight clubs that you go to and you're like, whoa. Like, even straight clubs that I've gone to and I'm like, whoa.
It's a lot.
Didn't know this was going to be in my face.
Right.
Same thing with the gay clubs. But after your first time checking all that out, the next time you're like, I'm prepared.
Right, yeah. right. No, I get it. The first time I ever went to a male strip club in Atlanta called Swinging Richards. Yeah.
Ooh, swing, bitch.
I remember walking in. So you walk in, you pay your cover charge, and then as soon as you walk in, you see sort of that like runway with the poles, and the guys just have their dicks out. And I just remember looking, and like I didn't have any words because I had never seen that many guys just with their penis hanging out. And it was really shocking at first to be like, and I was like, I need a drink. Like, this is a lot to handle right now because I've never seen this before.
I've never been in a place like that, and I would feel the same way. Because, like, where do you look?
Right.
What do you do with your eyes? And I know they know that it's like, oh, here's a newbie, but I'm like, where do I look? What do I do with my hands? Do I close my eyes? Do I laugh? Do I smile? Do I not smile?
Right.
Oof.
Now, Scott, you are graduating in May from USF.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hopefully you'll be continuing on with us, and you'll probably have to get a second job.
Oh, of course.
Would you ever consider stripping at a gay club?
I've actually considered it a lot. Like, in, like, a real way, I've brought it up to my girlfriend many times. Like, if I wasn't dating her, like, I would go do something, whether it's, like, even, like, dancing at a club, like, on, like, a plot. Like, anything that... That just seems like easy money. I like to dance. I'll use my body, I guess. And
save that.
make it makes some money.
I told my boyfriend in college at the time, because I don't remember where. Well, I know what we did. We took a road trip to Windsor, Canada, because it was close by where we are. And in Canada, it's legal to drink at 19. So we all, like a bunch of us, went up to this nightclub in Canada, and they had these go-go dancers, which I had never seen before. And so we're back, and we are driving back, and I was like, I think I want to be a go-go dancer. And he was like, what? And I was like, no, I mean, it seems like fun. They keep their clothes on.
Exactly.
You just wear kind of like sexy clothes and dance.
Exactly.
I want to dance. And he was like, you will not be a go-go dancer. Are you stupid? Like,
oh,
it was.
Oh, wow.
It was, he like slapped me down about this.
Holy
and then
crap.
After that, I was like, God, I guess I won't be a damn go-go dancer.
Would you ever do it for charity now, Holly?
For charity?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I guess I would. I would see if my boyfriend's comfortable with it.
That's key. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very key.
Because I can't, like, now that I know how the reaction might go, I'd rather ask first and be like, are you comfortable? Is this something you're comfortable with? Because if you're not comfortable with it, nah, I don't want to do it. Harmonious vibe doesn't need to be killed by a potential go-go dancer outfit.
That's true.
Okay, I don't
it's
need
not
that.
Worth but, all that.
If it's for charity, I mean, then
who's go-going for charity? What charity
that
is
could be
this?
The charity name. Go-going for charity.
It's true. We could raise money for different charities around Tampa Bay by putting on different events where Holly and Scott are go-go dancing on different boxes.
Oh, I'll be a go-go dancer all day.
I know
that seems
he would.
Fun. I pretty much am. Boots. There's so many things I mean, like nothing.
You like to dance a lot. It's a good match.
I like to dance. Yeah. I'm vibing, I'm vibing.
I am looking through some messages here. Scott, I think I may be able to make your dream come true.
Well, okay.
He didn't
I didn't say I have a dream.
He didn't say I have a dream that one day I will be on a go-go dancer box.
No, yeah. I mean, again, like I stated that if I wasn't dating my girlfriend, because I've ran it past her, I was like, you know what? That'd be cool. It'd be cool to make some money just, you know, up on a little thing, dancing. I also don't think I have, like, the skill level yet, but I think it'd be fun to bring in some money doing that. Because I hear strippers make a lot of money.
Well, that's why they do it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that alone to whatever. Like, I don't care. But then you're bringing in a buttload of money. That sounds nice.
No, listen, I honestly think that this would be good for you. But here's the thing. I would not be able to go to the club where you are because that would just be too awkward for me. Because you're like my little brother, and I could
but
not.
But do you go to support. You don't go to ogle.
I don't know. I just
you're
don't.
You're going to ogle.
No.
He's going to ogle.
No, I'm not going to ogle. That's the thing is I don't want to see him in that sort of undress.
Well, like, that's why every time like you do something with your Insta story or whatever, you're like, get out of the bat, and all those people like hit you up. I'm like, where can I look? I'm going to look at the door, look at the floor.
Look him in the eyes, girl.
No.
No, okay, I'm trying to get someone on the phone here because I
Who
feel like.
Who are you calling?
We'll see here if I can make this happen because I forgot this is something that I wanted to do this year
this
show.
I think.
No, but this will be great because listen. You remember Carmen, who works on the Mike Calta show, our sister station on 102.5 The Bone. She worked at Hooters for a long time. And
was it Hooters?
Yeah, she worked at the Hooters on 4th Street in St. Pete.
Oh, that's right. I couldn't remember if it was that place or somewhere else.
And what was great is that, you know, she would just tell stories just, you know, because things would happen at work and she would talk about them on the air. And then guys would go who listened to the show and she would get big tips from it. If you talked about your experiences dancing on the show, just as stories naturally come up, and people would come be like, oh, Scotty the Body is going to be over at the Honey Pot or G-Bar in St. Pete Saturday night.
You're trying to get him a side hustle of dancing?
Yes.
No, he
that
even
might be a
just
little
said first. His girlfriend doesn't want him to do it.
I'm just saying, you got to pay for your life when you graduate college. And how is that going to happen if you're just making, you know.
Don't lead him down the wrong path, Miguel. He is naive and innocent. And you're putting into his head that it's going to be good and fine to just get a stripping job after college.
Yes.
It's not necessarily fine for him.
Or if you just do it for a couple of months just to get yourself afloat
a
and just to make sure.
Months.
I'm just saying, listen, if I had a body like that when I was your age, I would have been up at Club One in Savannah with my out.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I would have been making some money. Just don't do bumps of coke off of anybody. Don't do any booger sugar.
Booger sugar. Haven't heard that.
Yeah, you just don't do that. Don't do any drugs, and you don't drink while you're doing it. You keep it professional.
Of course.
Right, you keep it professional. You don't drink. You're not doing any drugs. You do your shift. You make your money, and then you get out, and you're done.
Huh.
I see you. I see you, Mr. Fuller. Don't think I don't.
What? I'm just trying to
This is Miguel every time that he says something that he knows is scandalous and risque. What? I'm just... No, you're not, bitch. I know you.
Listen, I'm just trying to make him some... No, I'm kidding. Okay. No, don't do that. No, but we do have to find you a part-time job when you do graduate from college.
No, I was talking to my girlfriend about this. I love, like, the older generations. Like, as in, like, my...
Like Holly. Like, he looked at you, Holly.
I did not.
He looked
what
at you.
The actual.
He did. When I think about the older generations, and he cut his eyes at you.
Don't you even?
I'm kidding.
No.
I hate you so much. That's okay. We already decided because just a quick side tangent. He was asking me about John Brennan, who is the program director of The Bone that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I go, John Brennan looks like a legit grown up to you, right? Like a dad. And mm-hmm. he's like, yeah. And I was like, you know, we're the same age. Why does he look like that and I don't? And I'm like, oh, wait, because I wear Ravenclaw shirts with stains on them and I have pink hair. That's why.
But see, Holly, the great thing is that you are you. Like that, if you didn't work in radio, you would still wear that shirt. You would still have that hair.
But what if I couldn't? What if I worked at a place where they don't allow this?
But that would still be you. Like, you're not doing it to try to fill a role.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah.
Like, I like it.
Right.
It just so happens that we work on a CHR radio. Hi, you got an email. CHR radio station where it sort of fits in the demo. Like, that just happens to be. But I like this anyway.
Yeah. So that's why it's not out of place. But that's John Brennan. He looks like a dad.
Yes. He's like, hey, I got my kid. We're going to Home Depot on Sunday.
That's like my dad.
Yeah, we're going to roll around with my babies on Sunday.
Now, what were you saying about the older generations?
When my grandpa was still alive, like I would go to like the old folks' home, mm-hmm. like nursing home, and like
Shady Pines.
Yeah, but like I used to love it. Like I would when they would play like let's see, like dance or like any music.
Like
I would
get up,
yeah, and like dance, and they would love it. But I guess you could do a job. Where, like, you could hang out with older people and make money.
Scott, you should do that.
And be a companion. Just, like, hang out at, like, an old folks home. Like,
oh, my gosh. If you don't mind old folks homes, like, that would be fantastic.
Like, I'm thinking about that. Like, I'm probably going to go do some research after this and do that. Because I do need some more money. But that would also be sweet because I've actually thought about volunteering anyway. But if I could make some money, hanging out with some older folks... That'd be sweet.
That would be so great.
I can see you doing that because you have such a wonderful spirit and like, you know, being around Beatrice. Because I remember when I was in elementary school in Denver, we had, and I wish I could remember what that old folks home was called, but I think in the fourth or fifth grade, we had like an adoptive grandparent and I had this older black lady named Beatrice and she used to cuss.
Oh.
And she'd be like, well, back in my day, I used to have these mother... And I'd be like, you're not supposed to say that, Miss Beatrice. She goes, I can say whatever I want to.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, Miss Beatrice, get it, honey.
Dang.
And so, but it was always a fun time back then. So.
That's what I'm saying.
And my mom was in one for like 6 months last year.
Mm.
And it can be tough. Like they do a great job of trying to make it obviously very homey and they give you activities.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell that a lot of the people are like... Here I am.
Right.
I'm this now. Right. This is who I am now.
This is my life.
And it's lonely. It can be really lonely. And like I would go all the time, but a lot of people don't have family going all the time because it's also kind of depressing.
Yeah.
And then you have to sit and talk with, and it's warm in there because old people are always cold.
Oh, true.
And it's just when they would have people come in and like perform music, like there would be a guy on a guitar or they would do like something or people loved it. Like, they were living their best life. They would trot out, like, a little beverage cart of beer and wine.
Oh, hell yeah.
And, like, you know, Grandpa Johnson would be, like, shuffling over to get his second Coors Light or whatever. And, you know, it was – that really made their day. And I could – like, the old ladies would love him.
Mm.
I'm going to look it up now.
I'm so pumped about, like, I feel like in my spirit that is set, like, he needs to do this.
No, it's true. And then you can strip on the weekends.
Yes. Have him just strip one time.
Yeah. Just one.
Okay, wait. I thought I was doing this
instead. No, you
No,
no,
you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be your side hustle.
A strip for the old people. There you go.
No. No, because
they got a lot of money.
No, they probably don't.
They probably don't have it handy. You know what they have? They have a couple nickels for the bingo game.
They'll throw some nickels in your drawers.
Yeah.
I mean, but you also have to have cute underwear if you're going to do it. Do you have any cute underwear?
No, I don't have any of that. I just, you know, like the boogie when a good song comes on.
Say that.
Holly, so here's, Scott, when's your birthday?
October 18th.
October. Holly, we're going to go in together, and we're going to get Scott a Express gift card for his birthday, and then we're going to take him down to the outlets, to the Express outlet, and get you some nice clothes. You need to, it's time.
It's time for what?
You're dressed like a college kid.
What do you mean? I look great right now. I'm wearing a flannel with a little vest on, some jeans, Adidas. I look great. I'm comfy. I think I look like I have some swagger. No? I literally wore this on purpose today to look like, hey, Scott looks cool. Because I thought we had that meeting, so I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'll look like I'm cool.
Of course.
Get it together for the meeting.
Yes, girl. You do it, honey. Together.
That's a no. All right.
He's in denial about it.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Listen.
He doesn't know.
No. You know, Scott is sort of like a blank canvas right now.
Yes.
It's sort of like... you know what? And I say these things because I was there. Like when you look at pictures of me from when we, and now hold on, asterisk, I'm not Mr. Fashionista. I do not know what I'm doing. I just happen to have some friends that help me along the way when I do dress myself and decide to not look like a bum. Hmm. But I can recognize when someone else needs help because I needed the help, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that you are in that, like, I'm in college, like, this is my same jeans I wear every day, and, you know, this is the five shirts I wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just gotta, like, diversify it.
And it's fine,
a little
because
bit.
I still dress like I'm in college many times during the week when
yes.
I come here, because who cares? Like,
right.
It's a little crazy. But, like, when you go out or whatever, you gotta have a little switch up.
That's true.
I don't remember, other than those or the other sneakers that you have. Like, what other shoes you got going on?
I got some green Under Armours.
Right. Those are the ones. Okay. But what other shoes?
This is it. I wear the same too.
They're both sneakers, tennis shoes.
Yeah, yeah. I used to wear Sperry's, but then I destroyed those. And I just, again, don't have the money to really replace them. So I'm
You're in college. Of course.
Yeah,
you don't.
Yeah.
I didn't have money.
I like these shoes. These, I thought, looked even classier.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is some good white and black.
Classier.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's
That's
the thing.
Fine. We're gonna...
Not every day is an appropriate day for sneakers.
Yeah. All right. I did notice Miguel has like, I wouldn't even consider it a sneaker. It's like a, what do you consider your shoe? Like, it's a shoe, but it's not a sneaker.
These shoes that I have on now, I can wear these.
Those are like dressy sneakers.
Yeah,
sort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe those.
Yeah, like, because you want something that you can do. Like, I wear these with my suit if I want. Because to me, we're living in a time where if you wear a suit, whatever you wear, you don't have to be traditional. So, like, I always like to add a little bit of casual flair because I feel like that's my style, is that you're never going to see me in a tie because my neck is too thick. So I don't like to button up a shirt. And so I'll be in a nice suit, but it'll be unbuttoned. And you'll see me in, like, nice shoes, but I also can put some jeans on with them. So you just have to, like, bounce back and forth. But here's the thing, though. I say all this to say, I will never buy anything full price. The only thing that I have in my wardrobe that's full price is this shirt I have on, and it's because someone gave me a gift card to Nordstrom, and I tried my hardest to, like, go when stuff was on sale to, you know, be able to buy at least two or three shirts, but nothing that I liked was on sale, and this shirt was $98. Yeah. But it was
a
gift card.
Right. And you got it specifically because we were going to Los Angeles for the American Music Awards. That's
exactly.
A big deal.
Right. And I was like, you know what? If there's any time, but it hurt my soul. Like,
oh, yeah.
When I think it came up to like $102.13 or something like that. And I still had to pay like $2.13. I was like, this is a fucking racket.
Yeah. Because what is it?
Gonna cuss,
is that like a cotton blend? A cotton poly blend? Like, what is that?
I don't know. I mean, it is like it. I can...
It's cut well.
I can somewhat see why it's worth that much money,
but
not a lot.
Not that much money.
No,
like,
no,
I could see $60.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then on sale for like 40.
Exactly.
100 is obscene to pay for one article of clothing.
Too much.
I mean, even jeans, because I pay a lot for jeans because there's like only a couple that really fit well.
Right.
And I'll get some one-offs that are like, you know, $20 that are okay,
right,
but you can kind of squeeze by. You want to spend a little bit more. Sometimes it fits better.
Right.
But that it's like, why? The only reason I'm paying this is for your label.
That's it.
For your brand.
That's it. That's why literally I was like, unless we make Ryan Seacrest money, you will not find me at Nordstrom unless I get a gift card again. Because that, I like, my mind was blown mm-hmm. as I was going through some of the racks there. So I say all this to say that, you know, once you graduate and then, you know, get just a little bit of money, there are ways for you to dress to where, you know, you can look nice, but you can do it on a budget.
Oh, like you could be a Maxinista.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The shirt
means go to TJ Maxx.
Yeah, because the shirt I'm wearing tomorrow, it's from TJ Maxx, and I got it. It's a Michael Kors shirt, originally $89. Got it for $24 this weekend.
Mm-hmm. But the only thing with TJ Maxx or Ross that you have to go with, you have to give yourself time because there's a lot of crappy stuff to weed through.
Yeah. Mm.
But you go, and if you got some time and you like really can get through everything, that's how I feel like when you go to a consignment or a thrift store of sorts.
Mm.
If you take the time and you really peruse, you can definitely at least always find one piece of something.
Yeah.
Pants, top, shoes, where you're like, oh, I got a steal.
Mm.
But you just have to be willing to put the time in. Like,
it's
we go to Nordstrom, you can probably pop in and find something quickly, and it's going to cost you $100 and some.
Say, but you're rich.
That's what
you are rich.
A lot of money.
I don't understand Nordstrom, by the way. Did you know there's a food place in there?
What?
I ate at it the other week.
Oh, was that expensive?
I think so.
Did they have like gold food there or something?
Gold plated chicken.
They had really good pizza.
Oh.
No, it's like, I think it's called, and I only feel like I think it's called Bozzy, but that's an artist.
Rich People Cafe?
Yeah. It's there's an actual restaurant in Nordstrom at International Plaza, or is it West Shore? International, I think.
Yeah, International.
And maybe when you're so famished from spending all your money in their store, you can go eat there.
Is it called the Bad and Bougie store?
It should be. Mm. I would actually much rather go there if it was Bad and Bougie.
Bad and Bougie thing
is, with Nordstrom, I can only shop at the top shop. It's like a very specific section of Nordstrom. I don't know about men's department, but the women's department, it's like this little area called the top shop, and there's no like designated walls or anything. It's just like you wander into it and you're like, oh, wait a minute, this is a tank top for $20.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the top shop. And then accidentally you wander outside the bounds of the top shop and you look at another tank top and it's $120.
Yeah, bye.
And you're like, oh, I've stepped outside my bounds.
Like, I wonder, what is life like if you make that much money that you can just drop $120 on a shirt and like you didn't save up for it? Like, well, I can't wrap my brain around that sometimes. Like, what is that like?
I don't know. Don't look at me. Mm-mm. I feel like it's like,
I think it's comfortable
spending 20.
Yeah, you don't really think about it. It's not something that you think about. I think it's just something you do.
If you have that much money, it's like the same kind of ratio.
It's like if you go to, like, let's say you're like, oh, hey, I'm going to go grab us lunch. I'm going to go run to Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, oh, let me know how much it is. And you're like, I got you. Like, that was probably $976 worth of, $9.76 worth of food that you didn't want to pay for. But you're like, $9 isn't going to break me.
True. 7 years ago, I would have been like, I need your money.
Yes.
And can you possibly pay for mine?
I would be like, I'll fly if you buy.
Yes.
Right.
Please.
But now you're like, I'll get you.
That's
and I'm like,
fine.
That's probably what it's like.
To be rich.
Yeah.
I hope to be rich one day.
One day.
It'd be nice.
Hashtag goals.
Yeah.
Hashtag get their bread.
Holly, boom. Your boyfriend, Justin, is out of town.
Yeah.
He's on business in where?
Atlanta.
Oh, is he going to say hi to my mother?
I don't think he. I don't think he is.
No.
She's going to be mad now.
Yeah.
Should we call her and tell her?
No. You know, honestly, I bet he would. if you were like, can you please say hi to my mom? He'd be like, okay, I think I have some time after this meeting.
Yeah.
He probably would. Yeah, he's in Atlanta.
What's it like not having him there after y'all have lived together now for a year?
It's, yeah. Ooh. When did he you move in? It's been about a year. Mm. About a year, not quite. But actually, yes, it has. So he's out, and it's always weird because we have such like a routine and a schedule that we do. Mm-hmm. And I so look forward to when he comes home. Like, it's the best part of the day because, like, he's such a great help with parenting my kid. Like, he's so good at that age of parenting. Mm-hmm. So it's really helpful because when I am like frustrated up to here, he comes in and he's like, okay, let's talk about this. And I'm like, y'all do that. I'm going to leave and just calm down.
I'm going to go have a glass of wine.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, and then like once Maya's in bed, we relax and we watch some shows, mm-hmm. and then we go in the bedroom and like get ready for bed. And it's just this great thing. So the pat, well, sometimes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but like the last few days it's been weird. I don't really know what to do with myself. Because I'm just alone. There's somebody to talk to. And I'm just like, I should probably get some stuff done.
I'm about to say, have you gotten anything done?
Yeah, I'm catching up on some bills. And I made lists of things I need to do, but I haven't yet. So I made the list.
Right.
A step in the right direction.
Yeah.
But it's weird. The first night, I had a really hard time falling asleep. And let me tell you why it's super weird. Because I always was like, take your own time. We don't need to be together all the time. Like, I'm an individual. I need some time.
I'm an independent woman. I don't need no man to fall asleep, bitch.
That's right. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get used to it for a while, right. Then I was just laying there like, what? It's so quiet in here. I could hear the clock ticking in the bathroom.
Dick, dick, dick.
I know. I was just laying there, eyes wide open, staring into the darkness, listening to the clock.
Dick.
So it was a little weird.
Right. That makes sense.
I miss him a little bit.
When does he get back?
He gets back Thursday. It's no big deal.
Oh, tomorrow. Well, whenever you're listening. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Aww. So then will y'all like do it immediately?
Yes. He already texted about that yesterday.
Oh, wow. What did he say?
Apparently he gets home around lunchtime tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, that's awesome. We could go to lunch because he won't have to go to work.
Right.
And he's like, no, when I get home, I want things to happen by 1:30.
Oh, wow.
He's like, unless you really want lunch. And I was like, oh.
I won't as lunch.
Pretty much.
This is going to be Holly tomorrow right here. Hold on. She's going to text us this.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just got to sing.
I just had to.
That's not going out over the dove, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, thank God.
Oh, God. Do you know that was in 2010? That was 9 years ago.
I had actually forgotten about that song. I was like, what is this?
All my best friends and I, like, we had this whole pact that as soon as we lost our virginity, we had to play that song.
Did you?
Yeah.
In front of the girl?
Well, some of them did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, Holly, this is the great thing about having Scott on the show. Like, all the stories that we know about each other, like, I know everything. Like, I know everything. I know. You know everything about me. But this is, we don't know your virginity story.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I mean.
Wait, is this sad? Should we not talk about it?
No, mine's not sad. I don't know if, should I share?
He's right now really worried about his girlfriend.
Oh.
I can understand.
I thought something crazy.
No. It's actually
because
quite a story.
Think about if it's, you know, I don't know how you are in your relationship necessarily with Mr. Silver Fox about this, but if he shares this story, then his girlfriend may have to listen to it, and that's uncomfortable for her probably.
But it's the virginity. Like, if we were talking about, like, the ex you had. Well, okay, here's a bit. Is the person you lost your virginity to who you dated before your current girlfriend?
No.
Okay, so this was, like, it's not, like.
Agreed, but this is, I'm just saying what could happen.
Okay.
But I think you should still tell it. I'm just saying that.
I'm just saying, I want to know.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask a couple qualifying questions.
Okay.
I feel like we're playing a drinking game right now.
I love it.
How old were you?
I was 17, freshly 17.
And how old was she?
I think 17 or probably 16.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a little older. Yeah.
Gross.
So were you dating or was it just like a casual thing?
We kind of dated, but weren't really dating then. It was kind of like...
You were a hussy.
Yeah. We mm-hmm. weren't really dating. It was just kind of...
Yeah, you just got it in.
You're there, I'm here.
Now,
did she know... Okay, more questions.
Go ahead.
Was it her first time?
Yeah.
So did you know that it was each other's first time?
Yes.
You were like, we're going to see how this works.
Yes.
Wow.
Now, was this in the evening, in the afternoon?
Oh, it was at night.
Now, were you staying over at her house? Was she staying at your house?
It wasn't at anybody's house.
Where was it? Oh, my God.
Oh,
okay,
here
now
we
have to tell. I'm
this
sorry.
This is good.
Mary, listen to me right now. You don't need to hear this. If you don't want to, you just shut this podcast off.
Oh, my God.
Off.
I kind of want to do this on the air. This is so great.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's worse.
Oh, this is so great. Where was it? Oh, my God. Wait. Hold on. Dang it. I wish we were in the hot studio.
Why are you so giddy right now?
I know, right? I wish we were in a hot studio so I had all my sound effects. Holly.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Wow. I've been really trying. I'm just trying to help you out.
Wait, no. This is not.
What?
No. That's not the one I wanted. I wanted. Hold on. I'm trying to say. Where's the thinking? The Price is Right thinking sound. That's what I want. The doot, 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 doot.
Is that Price is Right?
Isn't it? Correct answer sound, wheel sound.
I don't know. That's the wheel.
Anyway, Holly, where do you think this happened?
Okay. I think it happened. I think it happened in a park near your house in a car. Like, it was at night. Mm. The car was parked in the park, like mm-hmm. a you know, nature preserve, and then that's where it happened.
Mm. I'm going to say it happened in a car but in someone's garage.
Both wrong.
Oh, okay. Now where did this happen?
It happened on a patio someone's in their backyard and like in a house, like on their back patio porch area.
Outside?
Yeah.
You were in the open air?
Oh, yeah.
For your first time?
Yep.
Wow.
What the hell?
It was ridiculous.
Okay.
Whose house was it?
It was one of my, like, I lived in a neighborhood, and it was one of the houses closer to my best friend's house. It was actually the house, like, pretty much right in front of his. And so the worst part about it, well, not even the worst part, I thought it was hilarious. When everything was finally happening, it was like, you know, who the hell, didn't know what I was doing. But I look up and I see my two best friends go just walking by the yard. They just wave at me as they walk by.
Wait.
Yeah. Did you know the person whose house it was?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
God. I know. Okay. Yeah, they were a friend of the neighborhood crew, but yeah, I don't know
why
it happened
so
there.
Literally, you all are in it.
They're doing it.
Doing it, and
yes.
you're waving at your friends as they're walking by.
Yes. They walk right, like, probably 30 feet ahead of me. I look up, and I just see them walk by, and they just kind of look over, give a little wave.
And that's why you don't do it outside.
There you go.
But it's like that moment that we all have together. It's like, I saw you doing that. It's like, you caught my first time. That's awesome.
Now, did homegirl see this? Like, did she see them?
No, she didn't notice.
Did she see you waving at them?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. That it was
Were y'all,
it was so awkward.
So awkward.
Were y'all on the ground?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There we go.
It cannot have been pleasant for her.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no. Looking back now, I feel bad, but that was the only spot.
It happened.
Last question.
What noise was that, by the way?
Sorry. That was my thinking noise. How long did everything go on for? Because I'm just really worried about her back on the ground.
I'm worried about her butt.
True. Okay. Get some rocks or
get
something.
Get some rocks in your like on your booty right here.
Ugh. I mean, it didn't last. I mean, honestly, it just kind of went until I was like, you know what? Like, let's cut this out. Yeah.
Wait, did things not come to the completion that usually signify that things are done?
Nope.
That's probably best.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a good reason. Yeah. But it just kind of went to until I was just, you know what?
You're
we
like, oh,
stop.
This is what this is.
Or like somebody was yelling. I don't remember why it stopped, but like.
Someone
I think,
was yelling?
Again, like I had friends in the neighborhood that were just kind of like doing stuff.
Were
something
they
happened.
Wait, did they film this?
No. Nothing was filmed. But
are you sure?
Positive. I hope not. I mean, I have no like evidence that they didn't, but I'm pretty sure back then we didn't have like, it wasn't our instinct to be like camera on it. It was more so like they walked by, they knew what was happening, kind of gave like the little like, see ya, and kept going on their way.
So then once everything was done, did y'all have a conversation afterwards? Or was it just like, all right, bye?
Yeah, I was kind of like, all right, bye. Like,
and did y'all ever talk after that?
Yeah.
Were y'all friends?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Y'all ever date?
I mean, again, kind of like the whole like, not really dating, just kind of.
You just
term.
Did it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, I'm flabbergasted.
Color me shocked. Well, there you go, folks. Sex.
Man, my penis felt great, and I called my parents right after I was done. Oh, hey, didn't see you there. Guess what I just did? Had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest. Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing. Nice of any girl ever. Now sing. I just had
sex. Come on, Akon.
The fact that Akon was in this.
Whatever happened to Akon, by the way?
Isn't he in, like, Africa right now? He's just raising a lot of money and helping out over there.
That's
what
I heard.
That's what I heard.
Okay, now I must look. Wait.
I hope so.
Stand by.
All right, well, hold on. We got to go. We got to go have a review with our boss.
I know. I just texted him. I'm like, wait, we doing a podcast.
We're talking about Scott's virginity real quick. Hold on.
Wait, we're talking. Actually, I need to know where Akon is. Hold on. Everybody calm down. He looks like someone. All right. Would it be news? Recent stories? News. Here we go.
What's he doing?
The first thing that popped up said Akon voices support for a Dimer Basha Dam Fund.
See?
Akon asks Pakistanis to empty their pockets for that. Akon has amazing message for somebody that's in Pakistan.
Oh.
Akon takes on digital space, will launch app that features Hollywood classics.
So basically what it sounds like is he made this I just had sex song and said, now I need to help save the world.
Now he wants to save the world.
Correct.
Pretty much Superman doing the Lord's work.
Wait a minute. In July of last year, June, Akon is creating a futuristic city and his own cryptocurrency in Senegal.
Girl, he made his money and he's just
you
doing
right.
Stuff.
He's in Africa.
That's
just
what I heard.
Doing
well, look
things.
At that. Well, he's celebrating you, Scott. This is for you.
That's me? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's celebrating you right now.
Well,
Scott, what's all of your social media so people can see you?
You can follow me at Scott Tavlin, ScottTavlin.
What?
Holly, what's your social media?
Sorry. Radio Holly on Instagram and Twitter, and Holly on Hot 101.5 on Facebook.
You can find producer Ryan Radio McGibb on Twitter. And he doesn't use Twitter. On Instagram.
He can't.
Radio McGibb. And if you're looking for some pictures or some video, he can get that done for you. And then you can find me on Instagram. Just go to Miguel Fuller. And you can follow the show, Miguel and Holly, on Instagram. And then you can find a bunch of show stuff on there. Make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast, please. And let everybody know that it's there. And that's on iTunes. And you can also listen at hot1015tampabay.com. Until next time, bye.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.